Good morning. You're welcome to today's episode of Open Heavens on the Go. Open Heavens is a daily devotional that is brought to you by Pastor E.A. Adeboye. It is written by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, and it is a guide to a close fellowship with God. Today's topic, we'll be looking at the intentional parent, the intentional parent part one. And our memorize shall be taken from the book of Proverbs chapter 22 verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Our reading shall be taken from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 6 to 9. I read, "And those words which I commanded this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest in the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house, and on thy gates." The Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. A Bible in 1 year is taken from the book of Judges, chapter 6 to 8, and our hymn 28, "Guide me, O thou great Jehovah." So today's devotional, the intentional parent. The intentional parent, part 1. God expects parents to intentionally train their children so that the children can give them rest. Intentionally training children yields many benefits. But it is disastrous when parents don't train their children in the right way. Proverbs 17 verse 21 says that the father of a fool has no joy. In other words, if parents don't want to spend the rest of their lives in sorrow, they should train their children in the way of the Lord. Proverbs 10:1 says that a wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish son is his mother's heaviness. This means that when children are wise, they fear the Lord and follow his way, making their parents joyful. However, when they are foolish and don't follow the way of the Lord, they make their parents sorrowful. It is non-negotiable for parents to intentionally train their children in the way they should go. This is so important that God commanded parents in today's Bible reading to teach their children God's way at every opportunity. Training children in the way of the Lord starts with ensuring that they are filled with God's word. Parents who are wise spend time memorizing scriptures and teach their children to do the same, because keeping God's word in their hearts will help them stay away from sin. Psalm 119 verse 11. Sadly, memorizing the scriptures has almost become alien among many Christians. As a young Christian, I memorized the Bible often. Memorizing the scriptures has been extremely helpful for me. For example, when I travel to nations that do not permit visitors to come into their land with the Bible, it is the scriptures I have memorized that I rely on. Unfortunately, many Christians these days don't even read the Bible, let alone memorize it. It is extremely important for parents and all other Christians to keep the Word of God in their hearts. It is a command, as we see in today's Bible reading. It is out of the abundance of the heart that the mouth speaks. Matthew chapter 12 verse 34. Some believers may not realize how bankrupt they are of God's word until there is an emergency. Because it is when pressure is applied to a container that its content becomes revealed. Beloved, it is what your heart is filled with that will spill into the lives of those around you, including your children. If you're a parent, if you're not filled with God's word, you cannot train your children in God's way. Prayer point. Today is Mothering Sunday. Pray that God will strengthen and preserve all mothers. Prayer point. Today is Mothering Sunday. Pray that God will strengthen and preserve all mothers. In Jesus' name, amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by Praise Palace, the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Northampton, United Kingdom. Till I come your way again next time, do have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. Bye-bye.